coming to the final stage of Kuf Lamed Beis, which has so many of the important yesoides of our values of Klal Yisrael. Number one, David HaMelech's tremendous desire to find the place for the Beis HaMikdash, because the goal of Klal Yisrael is to be the nation upon which Hashem is mashri His Shechina. If you notice, many other religions, the goal is to destroy anybody else that doesn't believe in their religion. The Muslims, the Christians, throughout history. We don't believe that. We need Eretz Yisrael. It's true, we made wars to conquer Eretz Yisrael because we have to purify Eretz Yisrael. But outside Eretz Yisrael, we have no interest in converting the whole world or forcibly forcing them to be Jews. If they want to, b'simcha. If they don't want to, that's their problem. We are the light to the world, light of to the nations. And how do we do that? By showing HaKadosh Baruch Hu how much we appreciate His values. That's David HaMelech. And Hashem gave him the Siyata Shemaya, not only to find the Mokom Mikdash and make the foundations of the Beis HaMikdash, but that the Zera of David HaMelech, the kingly family of David HaMelech, should accompany the Mokom HaMikdash to guide Klal Yisrael with the kings that express the values. And the third part of the Tehillim is HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself talking, Kav HaYochel. Zois Mnuchosi Adayad Po Yeshiv Kivisiha. Hashem Kav HaYochel telling back to David HaMelech, I'm staying here. This is going to be the eternal place of my dwelling. Even the Beis HaMikdash destroyed, there's still Kedusha and Har HaBayis. It's also B'Shum Ponim to go in Har HaBayis, because it has a Kedusha. People think they're going up to Har HaBayis for who knows what, being a mezalzel the kedusha of Har HaBayis. Zois menuchosi adayad. And why do I stay here? Ki v'siyah, because I desire it, I love it. Har HaBayis is an expression of Hashem's love to Klal Yisrael. Seido borech avorech v'evyoneh azbi alochem. The Mokom Mikdash is going to be the source of bracha. Even the poor people are going to have what to eat. It's all going to emanate from the Beis HaMikdash. The tremendous abundance that Klal Yisrael has emanates from the Beis HaMikdash. We see even now, we're zeichet to come back to Eretz Yisrael. Eretz Yisrael has been desolate for thousands of years. And when the Jews come back, suddenly, it's pareach, all the beauty, all the produce, everything we have over here, because it's waiting for us to come back. Hashem is saying that I will bring Yeshuas through the Kohanim, spiritual Yeshuas. They will have clarity in how to control the midas that they have and use them properly, and that will bring physical Yeshuas for Klal Yisrael. If we behave good to one another, that brings Yeshuas. Chasidei Aranan Yiraneinu, Tzadikim of Klal Yisrael, specifically the Leviim, will sing towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shom Atzmich Ken LeDovid Arachti Ne'el Mashichi. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as Mokom HaMikdash, I'm already sprouting forth the Keren of David. The Keren is something that shows the power of the Melech HaMashiach that's going to come. Every day we sing at Shemoneh Esrei, Es Tzemach David Meir Tatzmiach. We're not just being mispal. Hashem should cause the power and the greatness of Melech HaMashiach to sprout forth. We're saying, you already do it. Doing it. We recognize that we don't see it, but behind the scenes, Hashem is already bringing us closer to the Geula. And that's what Hashem is saying in this Mizmor. I'm already causing the power of David HaMelech to sprout forth. Arachti ne'elim shichi. I set up the candle, the light of Mashiach. The light over here is referring to the clarity of the values in life. David HaMelech has, and the Melech HaMashiach have these two things. It has the Keren, which is, they'll be the most powerful. All these other nations that think have power will be subdued. They'll be under the control of Melech HaMashiach. And number two, he'll be the Ner, to bring light to the world, clarity of what's important in life. It should be Zeicher B'met. Appreciate this mizmah, this beautiful mizmah. And like we said, incorporated in our tefillahs, because these words are said in the Shemoneh Esrei itself. Boy ni Yerushalayim. Matzmiach Keren Yeshua. Machzor Shinoz Letzion. Kabeis Nitraam Yisrael. And if we make ourselves more collectible, appreciating the fact that we are Hashem's special nation and behaving in the lofty values of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ben Odom Lamokim, Ben Odom Lachaveiro, Yemirat Hashem, we'll soon be zeicha to see the Keren Yeshua of Mashiach, Tzidkeinu, B'mheiro V'yomeinu.